Today or tomorrow or yesterday, depending on when you watched it, is the feast day of Saint Catherine of Siena, one of the few women doctors of the church. She is an amazing saint, and this is what she has to say about being delivered from purgatory and skipping it altogether. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, where am I getting any of this? This is from her book, The Dialogue of Saint Catherine of Siena. This book is amazing, super dense, somewhat difficult to read, but in this book are all the secrets to your growth in the spiritual life. I've read it, absolutely amazing. If you follow in the footsteps of Saint Catherine of Siena, let her disciple you, you will become a saint. She is unbelievable. If I had to pick any saint and kind of put them all to the side, she's one that I would choose. She's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And actually, there was a book written about her life by her confessor at the time. I think his name is Saint Raymond, something like that. That book is amazing too, and it completely complements this. So what is this book about? She's having this conversation with God the Father, and she's asking him a series of questions. And he reveals to her the mystical secrets of the spiritual life on discretion, on discernment, on prayer, on obedience, on providence. Awesome things that he says you need to hear. Listen to what he has to say about purgatory. This is on the Treatise of Divine Providence in the book, page 37. Now, therefore, you have understood how suffering satisfies for guilt by perfect contrition, not through the finite pain, and such as have this contrition and perfection satisfy not only for the guilt, but also for the penalty which follows a guilt, as I have already said when speaking in general. And if they satisfy for the guilt alone, that is, if having abandoned mortal sin, they receive grace and have not sufficient contrition and love to satisfy for the penalty also, they go to the pains of purgatory, passing through the second and last means of satisfaction. Now, to put this into context from page 30 of the same section, though it is true that both the guilt and the penalty can be expiated by the desire of the soul, that is, by true contrition, not through the finite pain endured, but through the infinite desire, because God, who is infinite, wishes for infinite love and infinite grief. Infinite grief I wish for my creatures in two ways. In one way, through her sorrow for her own sins, which she has committed against me, her creator. In the other way, through her sorrow for the sins which she sees her neighbors committing against me. Of such as these, inasmuch as they have infinite desire, that is, are joined to me by an affection of love, and therefore grieve when they offend me or see me offended, their every pain, whether spiritual or corporeal, from wherever it may come, receives infinite merit and satisfies for guilt which deserves an infinite penalty. Although their works are finite and done in finite time, but inasmuch as they possess the virtue of desire and sustain their suffering with desire and contrition and infinite displeasure against their guilt, their pain is held worthy. Okay, now I'm used to hearing stuff like that, and maybe you think it's difficult. Let's get right into this. So he is telling her that our desires are what are most important to God, attached to our actions. We need both. So for instance, a person, suppose they are flagellating themselves, taking an extreme example, they are whipping themselves out of penance to the Lord. That pain is worthy before God only if they have perfect contrition, a deep sorrow for their sins, a deep love for God that is infinite. So what we need to focus on in our small things is the intensity of desire. This is where the secret of the little flower comes in and reveals to us that we can do these small things, but if we do them with great love, it's the great love that gives it merit. And we can have such infinite desire and love for God and sorrow for our sins, a grace that we have to ask for through the miraculous medal. Did you watch my previous video? If we ask for these infinite desires, they could be so intense as to satisfy even the penalty, and then we skip purgatory altogether. Make sense? Maybe you need to rewind and rewatch this. Let me repeat that. We can have such infinite love for God and infinite grief an infinite desire for our sins and out of love for him and for the sins that others are committing, that we can even satisfy the guilt of our sins to where we don't have to go to purgatory. This is why the good thief on the cross, this is why he went to paradise. Why? Because of his infinite grief. That's what he had. That's what was meritorious. When we are talking about plenary indulgences, that's the trick, that infinite desire that makes that action meritorious in a plenary way. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us.